This is Wallace Graham in Boynton Beach. The Christmas song that I cannot stand to hear is...
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
That kid's shrill voice hurts your teeth, hurts your feelings.
Last night.
That voice, terrible.
Thanks for that. Ouch, my feelings are hurting. And here's another song someone hated.
This is Susan from Yorktown Heights, New York. The most hideous Christmas song I ever heard was called Christmas Shoes, and it's about a little boy who asks for new shoes for his mama because she's dying.
Wanna to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Oh my God.
And it's just the most repulsive thing I've ever heard. Really, don't listen to it.
Thank you.
We should have taken her advice.
Really?
So let's have a little love here.
My name is David, I'm in Florida, and I love Christmas music, but I'm an atheist, which is double weird, so my favorite song is
I Pray on Christmas
by Harry Connick Jr. It's a really good song.
Thanks for sharing, even atheists love to share on Christmas.
Tom, it's the season.
And finally?
My name is Dave DeGann from Acton, Massachusetts. In the 80s, there used to be this great song called Christmas Song by Rash of Stabbing. Probably the only punk Christmas song that ever got me actually moved. Haven't heard it in years. Don't know where to find it.
We found it.
Exactly.
Count on your takeaway. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and remix the holidays.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.